This is the Midday Market Podcast for Tuesday on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network. I'm Mark Magnuson. Joined today by Brandon Doherty of Total Farm Marketing for our midday discussion. Brandon, what are we seeing taking place in the grains on this Tuesday?
We currently have the grains up marginally compared to yesterday's strong close. Wheat closed quite strongly yesterday, and it's currently up 4 to 5 cents, so showing a little bit of follow-through, but not quite as much as yesterday. There hasn't been a lot of fundamental shift in the news to drive yesterday's rally, other than maybe some frost concerns in parts of the southwestern U.S. and then parts of Europe, and maybe some heat and dryness in Ukraine and Russia. So what we're seeing may be some short covering by the funds as we approach first notice day for May contracts.
Was that also a case then, Brandon, yesterday of those headlines about the weather just needing a little bit of something to kickstart the marketplace when it is so quiet as in terms of headlines?
I think so. I don't necessarily think that, like I said, it's the main driver because, you know, a little bit of frost concern and a little bit of heat and dryness in other parts of the world, I don't know if that warranted a 20-some cent rally in wheat, but I think it contributed for sure.
And sometimes we talk about wheat when it moves to the upside, it can bring some of the other commodities along with it. Was that the case yesterday for corn and soybeans, or were they having some support of their own?
No, I think that's definitely part of it. I don't know if corn and soybeans would have been as good of a close as they had if wheat hadn't pulled them that much higher. Now, we did also get some crop progress report data yesterday afternoon after the markets closed. And it looks like corn planting is at 12% complete, which is above the average pace of 10. Soybean planting is 8% complete, above the average pace of 4. So maybe that's why we aren't showing quite as much follow-through today. Planting seems to be a little bit ahead of schedule, maybe putting a little pressure on the markets today and limiting upside potential.
Let's flip over to the other side of the ag marketplace. We got that cattle on feed report at the tail end of last week. What's happening with the cattle and hogs here so far on Tuesday?
So cattle were up a little bit this morning, but now currently lower. I have lives down about a buck to 280, and I have feeders mixed with April up 25 and the rest of the contracts down anywhere from 30 to 75. So again, we continue to see kind of this back and forth action. We've definitely climbed our way off of the recent lows in feeder cattle, but maybe showing a little bit of sign of running out of steam here. With that said, the cattle on feed report I think was mostly supportive and kind of indicates that there may be some longer term rally potential.
And then what about the hogs?
Hogs are currently up about a buck 20 to a buck 80 in the front months there. You know, we've seen a big rally over the past few sessions. I think part of that may be some, spreading between cattle and hogs, with hogs up and cattle down currently. Hogs also saw what I would consider a buy signal on stochastics a couple sessions ago, and that's a technical indicator that shows momentum. So perhaps we're getting some technical bounce there as well.
Brandon Doherty of Total Farm Marketing, our guest at midday. Brandon, what's the best way for our listeners to get in touch for more marketing information?
Sure. The best way is to give us a phone call at 800-334-9779.
Thanks so much for the time here today, and have a great rest of your week.
You as well. Thank you so much.
That was Brandon Doherty with Total Farm Marketing. It is time now for a check of the midday numbers. May corn up 2.5 at 442.25. May soybeans up 5 even at 1166 even. May soybean meal up 20 cents at 344.50. May soybean oil up 18 cents at 45.22. Chicago wheat up 4.5 at 574.75. Minneapolis wheat up 5.5 at 661.25. Kansas City hard red wheat up 6.5 at 604 even. And May oats up 6.25 at 368.75. On the Merck, June live cattle down $2.62 at 175.42. May feeder cattle down 50 cents at 244.67. May lean hogs up $1.35 at 98.05. May pork cut out up 82 cents at 102.90. And Class 3 milk is down 40 cents at 17.98. This has been a check of the midday markets on the Iowa Agribusiness Radio Network.